Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Friday, December 1st. The Israeli military says it, quote, struck terror targets in Gaza, including the southern part of the Strip, as it resumes its campaign against Hamas. Israeli forces say more than 200 targets have been hit since earlier this morning. The military dropped leaflets in those southern areas, urging citizens to evacuate, after previously telling civilians to take shelter in the south. But according to Gaza's Hamas-run Ministry of Health, 178 people have been killed since earlier today, and hundreds more wounded when a truce between Israel and Hamas expired. A source says both sides, along with mediators, are talking about releasing the women that Hamas still has in its captivity. Meanwhile, the New York Times says Israeli officials had a document describing Hamas's battle plan more than a year before their attack on October 7th, but military and intelligence officials dismissed it, assessing that it'd be too difficult for Hamas to carry out. The Israeli Prime Minister's senior advisor, Mark Regev, says the matter will be investigated.
Well, it's clear there was an amazing mishap, a failure. There's no excuses for it. And we have to look into this. We paid for our mistakes on October 7th in blood, in the blood of over 1,200 Israelis who were murdered, and another 240 that were kidnapped and taken to Gaza. So we have to take this very seriously.
The judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's federal election subversion case in Washington, D.C., has denied Trump's motion to dismiss the charges against him. Judge Tanya Chutkan said Trump does not have absolute immunity for his actions following the 2020 presidential election. Trump's team could appeal ahead of his criminal trial in March. The decision comes after an appeals court said earlier today that Trump could be sued in civil cases related to the January 6, 2021 Capitol insurrection. A federal appeals court has ordered Texas to remove its border buoys from the Rio Grande. The conservative 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in the Biden administration's favor in a 2-1 decision. Texas Governor Greg Abbott deployed the floating barriers as part of a border security initiative, prompting the Justice Department to sue the state in July. We're learning more about the stabbing that injured Derek Chauvin last week. The former Minneapolis police officer is serving two concurrent sentences for the murder of George Floyd in 2020. According to a federal complaint, an inmate stabbed Chauvin roughly 22 times with an improvised knife. The inmate has been charged with attempted murder, telling corrections officers he would have killed Chauvin if they hadn't responded so quickly. Could the Fed cut back on interest rate hikes? Coming up, the chairman weighs in.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, welcome back. Investors seem optimistic that the Federal Reserve is done raising interest rates to fight inflation, and some are even expecting rate cuts next year. But during a discussion at Spelman College in Atlanta, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said, not so fast.
It would be premature to conclude with confidence that we have achieved a sufficiently restrictive stance or to speculate on when policy might ease. We are prepared to tighten policy further if it becomes appropriate to do so.
Powell's comments come less than 2 weeks before the central bank's policy meeting, where the Fed is expected to keep rates the same. Tune into new episodes of Five Things at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Then back on Sunday for One Thing with host David Rind. This Sunday, CNN's Anderson Cooper opens up about his personal experiences with grief and loss, which he explores in a new season of All There Is, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.